Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, you're a radio minister of music, and you know what? Blair Whitlow has been a guest on the show, I think, twice before. And so she's back as a returning artist, and she's got new music. And so after her latest song, which is called The Other Side, we're going to hear from her in a live interview. But I want you to know, she's an outstanding independent Christian gospel artist. And in addition to gospel, she also can sing jazz, pop, country, and some R&B, and I know that's a bit much for a gospel program, right? But nonetheless, she's an outstanding recording artist, and I want you to really pay attention to all the nuggets of just of faith and inspiration that she's going to share right after this interview. So, after The Other Side, we're going to hear from the one and only Blair Whitlow. This is Real Gospel.
This road has been rough some days. I lost my faith. Great disappointment seems always too little or too late. I've been up, I've been down, but I never turned around. I've got something greater waiting for me. Something great is waiting, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pain I'll be in well due. Mm-hmm. You will reap if you faint not. The race is not given to the swift or the strong. Just keep on enduring. You'll be up, you'll be down. But just don't turn around. You got something great waiting for you. You got something greater waiting for you.
Something greater's waiting on you. It didn't come easy like you thought it would, but every test and trial it was for your good.
The hopes, the dreams, the love, don't let it die. 'Cause you've got something greater on the other side.
Didn't come easy like you thought it would,
but every test and trial it was for your good.
Something greater on the other
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored to have as a returning guest on the program, the one, the only, the songbird herself, Blair Whitlow. Welcome back to Real Gospel.
Thanks so much. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, and I knew you'd be back. I mean, your new song is amazing. I just have to say, the other side is just simply, it demonstrates and it shows your range of ability and vocals. Now, I've always known this from the time I first heard you sing, but to the listeners there who haven't heard of you and haven't heard your music, they're just on the floor. They're on the floor. So just take this opportunity, I guess, to just reintroduce yourself to the listeners and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Sure. So I'm Blair Whitlow, and I am an independent recording artist in the gospel industry. And really, my whole mission with music is I want to be able to deliver the gospel of Christ, the love of Christ, through this vehicle, this talent that he has given to me. For me, it's a way that I can go outside of the four walls of the church to reach everyone and to give them that message of Christ's lordship and his sovereignty and his love and grace and mercy and all of the above. So, you know, I'm just forging ahead with, you know, whatever creative ideas that the Lord gives to me to be able to share that message with God's people and to those who aren't, you know, currently in the body of Christ. I pray that every creative idea that he gives me will reach beyond the kingdom and draw others in.
I would like to know, basically, when did you learn and when did it become clear to you that you not only could sing, but that it was a gift and that you were sort of separated from everybody else? Because your voice is amazing, and your ability to emulate, you have your own sound, but you sort of remind me of what was it in the movie Ray, when he discovers his own voice. He could mimic almost anyone else, but you also have your own style. So when did you first realize this?
I mean, well, I grew up singing in the church, and my mom was the choir director.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I knew that I had a knack for singing. I don't know, probably like, I'm really making up an age, but I mean, I'm just going to say probably like somewhere between 5 and 7. I would sit at the kitchen table with my mom, and the music that she was preparing for that Saturday's rehearsal, I was giving her the parts like, no, mom, you're wrong. The part is this. Yes. The part is that, you know. So I knew, and I think my mom knew at that point too, because she would kind of call me into the kitchen to do that with her, or to the kitchen table rather, mm-hmm. to do that with her. So I think both of us kind of discovered it at the same time, like, oh yeah, you're a little bit ahead of you know, not only my age, but just kind of like ahead of the game as it related to having an ear and things of that sort. So I will just say just really early, and then I kind of just started discovering my own sound probably when I was like 14 years old. I decided, wow, I wanted to teach myself piano. So I taught myself. Now, do not ask me today to play, because I know I'm around such amazing musicians that I just kind of let that, you know, drop by the wayside. But that's when I started writing my own music, and I knew there was a specific sound that I wanted to project. So I started writing my own music and kind of playing it for myself. And I had a friend, my best friend at the time, I kind of got her involved, and we created our own little duet group. And I would write the songs and we would sing them. Mm-hmm. And so I would say, you know, around that time, as I was an adolescent coming into my teens, I started realizing there was a specific type of sound I wanted to be able to project to people.
Wow. Wow. Speaking of mom, would you like to give her a shout out?
Hi, mom. My mom is Sharon Johnson, and my dad,
yes,
Cedric Johnson. They're always like the absolute most supportive. And I definitely would not be where I am today had it not been for both of them. Like I said, my mom was a choir director. My dad was a musician. He plays about 3 different instruments. So we were a family just filled with a lot of music in the home.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. And yeah. you mentioned duets earlier. You know, the other side, you know, is a duet. Who are you singing with in that song?
Oh, that is the amazing, incomparable Ron Poindexter from Chicago, Illinois, who he actually lives here in Nashville now. But yeah, I met Ron, ironically, through another singing buddy of mine. And I actually went to go to his church to sing for something. He invited me there. And he was like, if you ever need anything, please let me know. And so I kind of just took him up on the offer.
Wow.
And we were searching. I knew I wanted to do it with the male, knew the song with the male. And we were looking for a specific sound. And there was another person that we thought about. But I was like, I told my producer, Brian Harrison, I said, I know somebody. I know who we need to get for this. And so he didn't quite know Ron, but I sent him so many different clips of Ron singing. And he was, because, you know, tone, texture, all that stuff matters mm-hmm. when we were putting this together. And he listened through a lot of stuff. He was like, oh yeah, let's call him. And he was so gracious, and he immediately accepted. So it was definitely a blessing from God that this came together the way that it did.
Amen to that. Ron Poindexter, huh? You know, this song also displays, as it states in your bio, you have a jazzy sort of a feel to this particular song. It's sort mm-hmm. of a combination of a few things I can sort of just tell in there, and mm-hmm. it really just shows your vocal abilities and your range and things of that nature. And shout out to Brian Harrison. You know, you mentioned him a second ago. We both know him.
Yeah.
A hardworking guy. Just, you know, hats off to you, Brian. And I'm amazed that I've been waiting on your music for such a long time, because mm-hmm. quick disclaimer, we're church members, so I got an opportunity for years to watch you lead praise and worship, and I would just be in mm-hmm. awe as you would just exalt the Lord before a service, and I'd be like, wow. And so your ability to not only sing, but I'm talking to you listeners out there, you all need to make sure you book Blair and have her live, because you haven't seen or heard anything until you felt her singing for you live. And I'm just going to leave it right there, because you know how to exalt the Spirit of the Lord into a room. I also want to take opportunity to mention that you are also a graduate of Fisk University, class of?
Absolutely. 2006.
Ah, the best class?
Ever.
Yeah, that's what every class is. And I've learned that since I've been working at Fisk University, that every class is the best class. And so, so what did you, I keep getting confused. Were you uh-huh. in the choir, or were you a Jubilee singer?
I was neither.
Oh, really? How is that possible?
Neither.
How is that possible?
Well, let me say this. When I got to college, first of all, and this may not be true for everybody, but it was such a cultural shock for me. It's an HBCU, so uh-huh. I had come from a school where it was predominantly Caucasian.
Gotcha.
My high school. I think I was just kind of getting acclimated to the environment, trying to understand who I was in this new space, trying to learn myself, mm-hmm. Find myself. And I kind of, my freshman and my sophomore year, I didn't sing. I didn't do too much. I mean, I would kind of play around, but I think I was just kind of in a space where I was trying to figure out, you know, what do I really want to do? And, you know, singing was an extreme passion of mine as a teenager, you know, going from my young childhood days through high school. But when I got to Fisk, I was really trying to learn, like, what do I really want to do? Like, singing, is that it? And I knew I still had a passion for it, uh-huh. but I don't think I knew how to project it in that space at that point. So it really wasn't until I got into my junior year that I actually decided I was going to sing at church. Because
wow.
I had been going to church, but I wasn't on the praise team. I wasn't in the choir. And
wow. What?
Wow. No, I wasn't. Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
So, yeah. So around about time I turned like 19, 20-ish or so, I was like, okay, let me get back into, you know, I knew I was missing it, and I knew that the Lord had something, you know, for me to do in the ministry. I knew that I could be of assistance and help out. So I jumped back in.
And yes, did you ever? My Lord. See, people who know, and people who don't know will find out. That's what I always say. Yes, indeed. And before I forget, quick shout out to the Fisk Jubilee Singers on their Grammy. They won a Grammy this year for their song Absolutely. Glory. And so I just want to make sure whenever I Amazing. Mention them, yep, that we mention them. So, oh, by the way, what did you major in?
Yeah, nothing music related at all.
What?
Computer science.
Wow.
I was a computer science major, yeah. And my first two years, I almost thought about changing my major, but I just went ahead and went through with it. But yeah, I don't know what to tell you. My emphasis was in programming.
That's so funny. I mean, that's amazing, though. I mean, hey, it's amazing because God has definitely opened doors for you. So this latest project that you've brought to the planet, that you've just put in the atmosphere. Let me put it like that. Talk to us about it. What can we expect from this?
Well, in 2021, I'm going to be, again, for the listeners out there, please support your independent artists. We invest a lot of time, energy, and also our own personal funds in order to get this music off the ground. We don't have people backing us. So, right now I'm looking to release a few more singles, and I am trying to release a full project in 2022. This really, in 2021, I wanted to make sure that I didn't leave the listeners without anything fresh and without anything new. And so this song, The Other Side, I felt was relevant for today. You know, we're still in a pandemic.
Yes.
Let's not forget.
Yes.
But we've come through what I feel like is the worst of the pandemic, where a lot of people lost hope, a lot of people lost faith, a lot of people felt like, their worlds just came tumbling down. People lost businesses. People lost a lot of income. A lot of people lost inspiration, I think. Mm-hmm. So that's what this song really was there for. I didn't want to leave people hanging, and I also wanted to be a source of encouragement that we all have an other side. There's, we all have that. We all have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you're going through those ups and those downs and you feel like you've not made it to what you feel is your destiny, you can lose a lot of faith, and you have those questions, for God, why? Why is this happening? Why am I going through this? But I just wanted to encourage everybody, listen, there's another side. You got hardship in your marriage, the other side is waiting. On the other side of the stubbornness, on the other side of the arguments, on the other side of just the disconnect, there is God's love, there is God's patience, there is God's compassion for your situation, regardless of what it is, marriage, financial trouble, trouble with your children, whatever it is that's going on in your life. God has, there's a different side to this, and He has precious promises that are waiting on the other side if you just continue to press and believe that, He's a God that won't leave you nor forsake you. So that's really what this song was about.
Amen. I can appreciate that. No truer words have ever been spoken. Okay, looking at my clock, we're running up on a hard break. So what I want to do now is just pause for a second, Blair. Just hold it 1 second. I'm going to take us into a quick break. We got to pay the bills, and then we'll come back with the other side. Ooh, the other side. See what I did there, Blair? The other side. I'm just playing. But on the other side of this break, we're going to return because I have a few questions about church and just a couple of other things, and I promise I'll let you go because I know that your schedule is tremendously busy, and that if you have, and plus if there's anything you want to add, this will give you an opportunity to think of some things that you want to say. For those of you listening, if you have a question or comment, go to my website, realgospelwiththexmen.com, and send a message to myself or Miss Blair Whitlow right now.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now is possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.